Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about living with courageous discernment and having that ability to see beyond the surface of things, see beyond what the deception of things at times. And today we're going to talk specifically about discernment that leads to life. And writer of Proverbs says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, to preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Living with a discernment that leads to life kind of follows up with what we've been talking about so far this week, that discernment to understand God's word, that discernment of understanding life in general, to understand happenings around us. And when we live with that discernment, when we preserve that discernment, when we value it, God says it will lead to life. Just thought about that phrase of preserving sound judgment, preserving discernment. I thought about the things that we preserve, things that, well, we want to keep, things that we value enough to hold on to and to protect. And when it comes to living life, God's desire is that we would value and protect and want to keep this discernment. And one of the reasons that we keep it is because we realize that we discover from experience, but also from the knowledge of God's word itself, that it leads to life. When we guard it, we guard the way of life. Without discernment, we're easily deceived. And the enemy would like nothing better than to deceive us, to distract us, to steer us away from the path of life, the path that leads to life. And when he talks about this sound judgment, this discernment, not only will lead to life, but they become an ornament around our neck. And I think about the things that we wear. Years ago, I knew a man who at the time was leading a rescue mission, a homeless outreach. And everywhere he went, he would wear this huge wooden cross on a cord around his neck. I think of all of the things that we wear around our neck, and the jewelry, the times when we might wear a necktie, things that become that adornment to make a statement or to enhance our appearance, or whatever reason that we have. We wear it around our neck as something that's visible. And God says preserving discernment leads to life, and it ought to be worn in such a way that it's visible. That the discerning spirit that God has given us by His Spirit ought to be visible in the way we live life, ought to be visible in the way we interact with others. We live in a time where people are doing everything within their power to take advantage of one another. If you're like me, the majority of phone calls you get or that you block are some sort of scam. Somebody trying to, well, part you from your resources. And those doing that are become more and more creative in trying to find ways to fool people. And God says this discernment that He wants us to have is a discernment that includes sound judgment. It's a discernment that helps us to know what is right, that leads us into a life. And not just an eternal life, but I think a life that's full here. Jesus says that He came to give us life and life in abundance. And God's desire is that we would live life now. As we prepare for life that continues with Him when this one's over. And discernment is what leads us to that. Discernment is what leads us in that. And when anyone, whether it's a stranger, whether it's someone you might know, whether it's me, tries to use God's word to lead you in a direction that doesn't seem right, our responsibility, your responsibility, is to look deeply into God's word, to ask for discernment from Him, to realize whether it's a direction that's wrong or whether it's a direction that you need to change in, because the uncomfortableness is simply because you're not in the right way. But God's desire is that we would grow, we would live, we would pursue life through this practice, through this spirit of discernment. We read throughout Scripture of individuals, beginning with Adam and Eve, who needed more discernment than what they had. Who were deceived, who were tricked, who were led into doing or believing or saying something that wasn't right. The discernment to see beyond the slick words of the enemy that tries to put a barrier between us and God. That tries to plant doubt about God's real love for us. The discernment to inquire of the Lord. We've been going through the book of Joshua, and this past Sunday, Philip looked at the Gibeonites for us, and this failure to discern, to inquire of the Lord, to look beyond the surface. And when we realize how adept the enemy is at making things look different than what they really are, when we realize how adept people have become at putting on masks and making things look different from what they really are, we ought to be more deliberate about seeking discernment, about preserving discernment, about valuing it and guarding it and using it. See, when we live life, we have to make judgments about what's going on. And I know one of the most famous quoted verses in the nation today is, "Judge not, lest you be judged." But I'm not talking about making judgments of condemnation against others. I'm talking about making judgments about what's right and wrong based on the truth of God's Word. That's the core of discernment. To see the big picture, to see the scope of what the intent is, and to discover what God's Word says. As we spend time praying today, ask God to make it clear to you how discerning you are, how much you value discernment, to help you to grow not only in obtaining discernment, but grow in preserving and protecting it, that it would be a valuable commodity in your life, and that it would lead to life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has been poured out upon us. It has given us a spirit of discernment. It helps our discernment to grow as we put it into practice and as we use it. And Father, like so many things in life, it seems that we get better at it the more we practice it. And Father, help us to live with a discernment that leads to life. A discernment that helps us to know what is right and wrong. A discernment that is based on the wisdom of your Word. But help us to walk that line in a way that we don't fall over the edge into an attitude of skepticism about everything. May we live with a discernment that can see. But as we see what's really going on, may we not only see it with these eyes of discernment, but may we see it with the eyes of love that you see it with. Father, I think of the description, just that brief description of the men of Issachar in the Old Testament who understood the times and they knew what to do. May we have that kind of discernment, that we understand what's going on around us and we know what to do about it. We know how to act. We know how to speak. We know how to be silent. We know how to serve. We know how to love. We know how to teach. We know how to correct. We know how to be corrected. Father, as we value and preserve discernment as it leads to life that's eternal, may we wear it around our neck in a visible way. May it be an adornment in our life that adds an attractiveness to who we are. And may we wear it out front so that it's not only visible to others, but it's a constant reminder to us to pay attention, to gaze deeply into your Word, to gain understanding and discernment from the things that we read in Scripture, from the things that you've taught, from the things that Jesus lived. Father, may we desire that life eternal to the point that we guard and preserve and value discernment more and more each day. God, today I continue to pray for my friend David. As today is that rest day, as he prepares for 3 weeks of appointments and treatment and whatever else that they're planning to do at the Mayo Clinic, I pray that you would fill his mind with your presence for all of the stuff going on and all of the ways that anxiety can creep in with unknown, and especially in unknown medical situations. I pray that today would be a day of calm, a day that prepares him for what's ahead, a day filled with peace, a day filled with rest. Father, may your grace be poured out upon him and his family. And Father, as we live with discernment, may we not only pray for one another as they go through their times of life which contain difficulty, but may we apply the things that your Spirit reminds us of. And may we look deep, even within your word, and see how you would have us to live. And may the discernment that we seek, may the discernment that we live with, not simply be a discernment of the actions and truthfulness of people around us, but may it be a discernment of us. May we consistently look deeply into your word to discern where we're at on that path that leads to life. And may we see clearly how to live more like Jesus, so that in everything that we do, that we would lift him up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.